This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast speaking truth against the lies. It's the law that puts me down for what I am. Yeah, I dare to kick against them and the plan. It's my belief that good will win through in the end. That keeps me smiling. NEO420.com. That's Neo420.com. That's where you can hear all of our podcast episodes, over 1,000 episodes over since the creation of this Neo 420 Talks. As we are out here every single day providing real news plus real information for we the people, as we're all brothers and sisters. If we can just get out of our own way a lot of the times and not let the Luciferian psychopaths' psychological operations destroy who God has made us to be, because they want us to be like them. We're not like them. That's why it doesn't feel right whenever they try to tell us something or show us something or do something, because we are not like them. They are a 0.1% of the population, where we the people is 99.9%. The differences that we do have are minor. But they want to be highlighted, exaggerated, and amplified by the Luciferian psychopaths, because their criminal cabal has the answers for what they tell is the problem. It's called Hegelian dialectic. We've talked about it in the past, and we've talked about many other psychological operations that they pull on a regular basis, such as through the fake news, they will tell you who to be concerned about. You need to be worried about that person around the corner that's breaking into houses or killing somebody. When it may be true, it may not be true, but they don't want you to pay attention to their banking criminal cabal that is sitting right there in New York City at Wall Street, or in any major city where all their banking branches set up. And I'm saying their banking branches, because all of the financial system is managed by the Federal Reserve banking system, which is not federal at all. But it is owned by private banking interests that are international. Specifically, the one square mile city of London, the old city of London, the Luciferian controlled city of London, the one square mile. It is where the obelisk sits. That is the same vertical obelisk that sits in Washington, D.C., that they covered it up by calling it the Washington Monument. It's not that. It's a phallus pagan symbol, just like the one that's in the Vatican, which is its own city-state inside of Rome, Italy. Just like D.C. is its own city-state inside the state of Maryland, inside the country of these United States, a constitutional republic. Just like the one square mile is its own city-state inside the city of London, inside the country of England. These Luciferians and their families go back in time, all the way back to Babylon and to all of the scourge of the world. And they are perpetuating it today with the new magic, which is technology. We come out here every single day and talk to you about all these things so we can get on one accord, because they are dividing us and constantly want to divide us. And then they try to destroy our minds by unleashing the internet, which is just a rabbit hole for introverts, for anxiety, for all this independence instead of being out there with your brothers and sisters enjoying this life that God has given us. But see, they want to take you into this digital world, this alternate universe that is called the what? What do they call it? The Internet of Things. They're trying to connect it all in order to get us off of the radars. They've shown it to us in all of their psychological programming through their movies, where they are basically comatosing people out. The first one that they really showed us was Inception, with your guy Leonardo DiCaprio, which is one of the sellouts that goes to the World Economic Forum events and goes to Davos, thinking that he's something special. He's a tool within the toolbox of the Luciferian psychopaths that are nothing but great deceivers, agitators, and accusers. You have to understand that that word accuser is a very powerful word. They use it every single day because they will accuse another group to be indifferent to another group in order to make you upset. They will accuse somebody of doing something without any proof, just like they did to Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee a couple of years back. Just like they did to Michael Flynn, just like they did to Trump. But see, they will not accuse those that are a part of their cabal. They will not accuse Obama. They will not accuse the Bush family. They will not accuse the Clinton crime family. They will not accuse any of these puppets that work at the Pentagon or for the military-industrial complex, or the other group that President Eisenhower warned us about, and I keep reminding you of, called the scientific technological elite. We are fighting both groups simultaneously right now. The scientific technological elite is who unleashed the internet upon the world. They did that out of the Stanford Research Center. Out of all of these little think tanks that these Luciferian psychopaths create, and all of them are funded by the Rockefeller money. The Rockefeller money is funded by the Rothschild money. The Rothschild family is so wealthy as far as assets that they claim that they use over the entire world in order to manipulate it. And remember, who is the Rothschild? The Rothschilds have a bank called the Rothschild Bank. Who is its partner? The Vatican Bank. Okay, so now I just told you in this conversation that there's three empire states that are cities. D.C. is the military. Vatican is the spiritual. 1 square mile of London is the financial. Now I just showed you where the main one of the financial, the Rothschild family, and the other 12 bloodline families. It's a consortium. The Rothschilds are the only ones that stay up front, so we know who they are. But the other ones, we have told you about them, and please go listen to our discussions with Fritz Springmeier, because he has detailed all of the other 12. But we've already found out that those three empire cities, we take out one of them because that one, which is the financial center, is controlled by the Rothschild family. And the other center, the Vatican, which is controlled by the Vatican Bank, is partnered with the Rothschild. So two of those three cities are controlled now by the same families. If you look at the military, which is the DC branch of their empire, they are also owners of all of the companies that make up the military-industrial complex, which is the service and product providers, the supply chain, if you will, for the Pentagon. Those apparatuses has all been created in order to destroy the sovereignty of these United States, a constitutional republic, for years. But when we, the people of these United States, a constitutional republic, woke up to what was going on to it all, then the whole global system turned on us, and now it's trying to destroy us because we are the last bit of freedom that stands in the way of a one-world government. Now, I may be telling you some things you already know, but I promise you the details and the dots that's being connected here, you'll never hear anybody connect all of them in this succinct way. If you go back in our archives of truth, you will hear details of all of these to prove what it is being said here. But see, what we've done is intentional. Glory all be to God, because he showed us years ago when we started this to start to build these archives, which we call our past episodes the Archives of Truth. We have been building since day one basically an audible encyclopedia of knowledge and information tied in where appropriate with relevant news. Again, we don't follow the news because, see, when they tell you to follow the news, that means you're standing behind what they're telling you. You don't have any idea what they're going to tell you. You're at a surprise of what they're going to tell you. We don't do that. And we've been telling you for days and years that news is an acronym. It means north, east, west, south. They're trying to tell you what's going on around you. You don't need to be guessing at that or at the discretion of someone else telling you what's going on. You need to be out there living in it. And when you see that it's not the same as what they're telling you, you need to speak up against it and correct them. Tell everybody else that they're lying to you. And then once you know that who's lying to you, do not give them another chance because they'll continue to lie to you. But do instead go and tell all of the people that you care about and that you love and that you think highly that they need to know what's going on, because now then not just you, but everybody that you know and care about is going to also understand who's the liar. And then you have to keep up to date with it. That's what we've been doing out here. We started out as Neo 420 News, and we were just wanting to provide an aggregated platform of 50 plus news articles from all the trusted sources that everybody goes to anyway. But instead of going to all these websites, we built Neo 420 News Aggregator to pull in all of this information for you and I to know what's going on out there in the cannabis and hemp world, because we want to know what the medical benefits are. We started out as that, and right when the pandemic hit, we could not sit back and just listen to all that was going on, because it was nothing but lies and propaganda, and they stole more money from us than ever in the history of the world. Understand, we are the only ones that have reported it publicly that 187 billionaires were created. That is the most amount of wealth transferring from a group of people to private individuals in the history of the world. That's the fastest timing it's ever happened. This is the same banking criminals that I was just describing a few minutes ago, the Rothschild Rockefeller families that build into the Jamie Dimons, that build into Chase Bank, that build into Bank of America, that build into Wells Fargo out there in San Francisco, that build into Silicon Valley, that you saw what that guy did with those FTX scams, right? He just got exposed. Everybody's doing that out there in the banking world. They are broke, but they keep printing digital fake money. I cannot let this report go at this moment right here talking about banking without getting you to completely understand what it is that the banking system is. It's called fractional banking system. Fractional means, in their example, that for every dollar that they allocate to you in the form of cash, credit, or debt, which is a form of credit, they will multiply that times 10 and allocate more money on their asset sheet, on their balance sheets, as an asset. They will claim that money. They've never done anything for it except for put it on a piece of paper. Do you understand this? And then they do it over and over, and then they'll come out with these reports in the Wall Street Journal claiming that they made all of this money in the third quarter of a year, when all that they actually did was allocate credit cards I just recently got approved for a credit card for $12,100. If they allocated me $12,100, guess how much money they can claim on their balance sheet? $121,000. It's 10 times what they give to me. They can claim on their balance sheet. Do you understand? Do you understand that they are controlling the people of the world on a completely fictitious system? It may sound like I'm whispering this. I'm not. I'm just trying to slowly communicate this so it is crystal clear. So back to those three empire cities, they're all controlled by money. The military is only operational by somebody paying it money. They take our money from our taxes, and then they pay it to other companies. In our Constitution, our taxes are only supposed to be used for infrastructure in our country, which more, you know, whistleblowing and watchdog groups have focused that, because corporate taxes are supposed to be used for the military. It's a direct correlation between how many dollars are taken in from the corporational taxes and how much military spending. It's almost dollar for dollar. So understand again, this is a self-perpetuating system of evil that these Luciferian psychopaths have set up, thinking that we would never figure it out. Or if we did, it would be too late, because it's they're getting it there because they are pushing Terminator, literal Terminator right now. Elon Musk with these humanoid robots saying that there's going to be millions out by 2030 or 2027. Brothers and sisters, you need to understand what they are moving towards. They are going to take everything and you are not going to have an option. That's why Klaus Schwab, the dude that is the head of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, is a legitimate, not me speaking in hyperbole. He is a legitimate, real, honest Nazi. His dad was a Nazi. You got to understand what Operation Paperclip was, brothers and sisters. The Nazis never lost the war. I know that's hard, heavy truth, but I'm telling it to you like it is, because whenever the top Nazis, the scientists, were recruited, quote unquote, they were just saved from destruction. Because the people around the world that have all of these controlling powers wanted them to be in power. That's why they positioned them in different countries. You know, so many years people have been talking about, oh, there was Nazi families over in Venezuela. There was Nazi families in here, you know, here and there. You have to understand that there was Nazi families put in those places to control those places. They used World War I and World War II to test what the public was going to do when the military-industrial complex pushed a war on an innocent country. And nobody did anything. It's just like right now when BLM and all these criminals are out there doing everything. You got all these soy boy and girls taking pictures and videos like they're doing something. Yeah, you need to document who it is and demask them so then you can get pictures of them so they can be held accountable for the criminal acts. If you're not doing the pictures for that purpose, then you're just documenting and you're standing on the side while somebody's being, stolen from, or somebody's being killed. You understand what social media was put up for. It was a brainwashing program. Social media is brainwashing. It's called social engineering is what it is. because they want you to not do anything. They want you to just participate in this virtual world as a producer, but not be a contributor to society in a real, the reality that we live in. You can't make a difference online, brothers and sisters. It's a rabbit hole. Our business tried to penetrate that many times, many different ways, using some of the top people in the world. They couldn't ever do it because it's manipulated internally. There is nobody that's coming to save us. You have to save yourself with your relationship with Jesus Christ. You have to stop believing all this political theater. That's all it is. It's politics is theater, and it's poison that's built to divide and conquer us. Stop participating in that. Stop allowing anybody to talk to you about it and speak down against them. Stop allowing anybody to tell you that immigration into this country is supposed to have happened because we took this country over from the natives. We did not. Those same Luciferian psychopath criminals did. But then they put us into the population in order for us to be the scapegoat, the guilty one, because of what I say earlier, the great accuser is a powerful position to be. Because when you accuse somebody of something and then you have all of these fake mouthpieces that are crisis actors speaking to you on the quote-unquote news about the topics that they want you to be worried about or be depressed about or be saddened about, that's what they're going to tell you. And they read a teleprompter onto a tele-lie by vision. And if you're listening to the radio, it's just going right into your subconscious because that's even more of a powerful communication technique. Visual is powerful, but visual and audio is the most powerful. Visual is powerful, audio is powerful, and then the two of them together through television is beyond powerful. It lulls everybody to sleep because they're flashing at you with lights and frequencies and all of these other things to brain drain you. Until we all rise up and say, we are not going to take this anymore, this is going to continue and get worse, brothers and sisters. That's why everybody that says that, they're programming you to accept it when they say that from the tops on the television. So anybody that's saying that, including Trump, they're programming you to be okay with what's coming. And they're constantly working towards bringing what's coming to fruition in a reality. Brothers and sisters, you've seen it all. And I have too. You need to stop going along with it. You need to reject it. You need to become the person that God Almighty has made you. You need to stand up with the courage that Jesus Christ has given you. And we all need to bring these Luciferian psychopaths to justice once and for all, permanently. I'm talking about putting them in prison for life, for the rest of their lives, because they have done this to all of us. We know who 95 plus percent of these people are now. The Great Awakening has worked. We're all awake to this. Now it's time for us to do something about it. We've done our part as we're out here every single day providing real news plus real information for we the people. As we love you, we care about you, and we do this as our patriotic duty. As we are Christians, unabashed. We are patriots, undeniable. And we believe that the cannabis and hemp plants can be the medicine of choice because the endocannabinoid system that is in our bodies have a direct connection to that plant and those plants because of their cannabinoids. And it is time for us to take back our medical freedom, our medical lives, and our lives in general. You have to stand up for these United States, a constitutional republic. It is a special country. That's why all the immigrants used to come here, because the land of opportunity, because it's the land of the free, because of the brave. It's time for you to be brave. Take back your freedom, and to those that try to take it, bring them to justice permanently. This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.